We have a special friend with us. Helene has been traveling the world here. She flew from Scotland, Edinburgh, to Vancouver a while ago, spent there. She has a really good dear friend there and met with some of our dear friends there. And then she got invited to speak in New Zealand and a little tiny island called Darama. And so off she goes all the way to that side of the world and then comes all the way back here and is now with us. And then in a few days, well, tonight you're going back to Vancouver and then going back to Scotland. She is well traveled. And I love to introduce her as the 9-year-old with 85 years of experience. And some of you may not know much about her story because she reminds me of Aunt Olive, for those who remember Aunt Olive. Doesn't talk a lot about her journey, but you know, we sat with you and it was so fun to listen. You know, married, one son, widowed. You are not just a grandmother, you're not just a great grandmother, but you are a great, great grandmother. Now, you ponder that for a minute. That's the equivalent of I'm a grandpa to Emily back there, new baby Emily, and that would mean that Emily would have to have a child. Then I'd be a great grandfather, but then that child would have to have a child for me to be a great, great grandpa. I'm going to have to be around for 120 years, I think, if that's going to happen. So you've had so much. This is Helene's fifth visit to this part of the country, and we had so much fun. I got to tell the story. We're coming down from the airport. And she was supposed to stay with Rob and Donna, but we prayed that they would get sick, and so she'd have to stay with us. No, we didn't. And so she stayed with us for the last two nights, and I'm driving her down the road, and you come from the airport, and you can see the mountains, and you can see the ski hill. That's where the 1988 Winter Olympics were, and we lived not far from that for many years. That's where we started our family. Our oldest was in Jen's tummy at the time. And I remember, and I pointed it out, and I said, hey, that's where the jumping happened, the Olympic jumping. There was a guy named Eddie the Eagle, we called him. And she went, did you watch the eagle on the fly? Yeah. You ask her about eagles. She'll tell you all about all the references about eagles. And she goes, oh, your eyes lit up. And I said, there's a movie. It's a true story of Eddie the Eagle. And it's on, you know, Disney. And she, could we watch it? So we got home, and we watched it. And I bawled like a baby. I was like, I don't remember it being this impacted. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's really good. Donna, are you going to come up? I've asked Donna to, because there's a reason why this day is happening, and there's a reason why you guys are all here. And part of Helene's story is, I don't know if you'll ever get to it, but in Edinburgh, you used to reach out to students and kids and children for years and years and years, to the point where so many were affected. Hundreds of them, to the point where they couldn't actually fit in, so to speak, into the old style of church, the religious kind of style. So she created one. And so that's what I love about her. She's just outside the box.
Yeah, so it was just on our hearts to invite Helene here while she was in Canada so she could come with her childlike heart to bless all of us with childlike hearts, but especially you guys sitting in the front rows and some in the further back rows. We've been praying for your hearts, and we are praying that something will go deep down inside, that something will touch you guys today, that you'll remember this day for a long time, because Helene carries so much love and so much wisdom. And we're just feeling so blessed that she can be here with us today to share with you. So welcome here, kids, and we're so glad that you guys sat at the front today. Okay, Helene.
It's beautiful to be here. It really is. I do not know what is happening to me, but during the worship of Amazing Grace, I'm in absolute tears. And I just want to say that there are different kinds of tears. There's tears of pain, if you fall down. There's tears of healing, but then there's tears of joy. And I've realized what I'm crying about are tears of joy. And I cannot believe that the song that was played is one of my favorite songs, and it's Amazing Grace. And what I want to talk about this morning is grace, which I find absolutely amazing. So I have an extreme passion, and that's why at my age I still travel. I want people younger than me to get this. I want younger people, which is everybody in this room, to go higher and deeper in this revelation of love than I've ever gone. This love that we talk about is absolutely incredible. It makes you very brave. So I just want to, I'm not going to share for very long, but what I want to share is a realization that our faith in God is not about our faith in Him. He's got faith in us. It's a totally different way of seeing. And for every one of us in this room, I believe He's saying to each of our hearts today, I have faith in you. And what I want to share today and what I'm beginning to live in, even at my age, is that it's not about an inner healing ministry. It's a revelation that God is our Father and He wants to reveal Himself to us as a Father. And when we realize that we are children of God, it leads us into adventure. And I like James Jordan, who's the founder of Father Heart Ministries. He said, we're not the great man or woman of God. We're becoming a people. And I believe that that's very true. In the Old Testament, God was looking for a man, and He found David. And in Acts 13, we read that David was a man after God's own heart. But in the year 2000, I was listening to a man called Brian McLaren, and he was a very popular Christian leader in America, and he wrote lots of books. And he was interviewing a man called Dr. Peter Senge, who was a systems scientist. And Dr. Senge was speaking to a group of about 500 pastors. And Dr. Senge said he was in a bookstore, and he asked the manager of the bookstore, what are the most popular books selling at this time? And the manager said, books on the new economy and books on Buddhism. So I have a question for your pastors. Why are books on Buddhism selling more than books on Christianity? And I laughed when I heard this. Brian McLaren thought, if I ask 500 different pastors, I'll get 500 different answers. So he turned the question around to Dr. Senge, and he says, why do you think that? And he said this, Buddhism is about a way of life. Christianity is about a system of beliefs. And at the beginning of this new season that we're living in, I encourage us all to rediscover our Christian faith as a way of life. It's not about a whole systems of belief. It's about a way of life. And for all of you here, I just want to say life is an adventure. Don't be dismayed by things. Take the next step and live in what's been revealed, and you will find your journey on. So I began to think about it. And when we look at ourselves as a group of Christians, and that is who we are, but often we see that we've presented our faith as a system of beliefs, and what we've done is try and compete with one another. That I want you to join my church because I believe it will be better than somebody else's, because my belief system is better. And we tend to argue about systems. But the problem is, in a world of religious violence, we tend to be part of the problem instead of part of the solution. So just briefly, I used to go to a high English church, very much dressed in formality and swung incense. Then I went to a Presbyterian church in Scotland. And then there was a new pastor, and it became very evangelical. Then I was asked to be on the leadership of a charismatic church, moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. Then I went to Catholic retreat, places of retreat. And all had a system of beliefs, which I understand. but we argue about systems, and we can have an argumentative faith. But when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, he called us to himself so that he could reveal the Father to us, not based on a system of beliefs, but drawn to him as a person. You know what the Bible is? It's a book of stories. It's about particular people at a particular time in world history. And when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, he did not provide a system of beliefs. He came for one reason, to reveal God as a Father to us. And when we come to know and move into this beginning of a relationship that Almighty God is our Father, it changes absolutely everything. You know what the Bible is? It's a book of stories about particular people, about a particular time in world history. It's a book of poetry. It's a book of wisdom. And I think we've made very small the message of the kingdom of God coming to earth. I wonder if we realize that the ground we're walking on is holy ground. How many remember the story of Moses and the burning bush? And he took his shoes off because he felt the ground was holy. Jacob saw a ladder reaching from earth to heaven with angels going up and down. He said, surely God is in this place, and I never knew it. I feel that I don't want to say very much this morning, because I want to do something. I am so proud of you, because I don't think we experience silence enough. You agree with me? There's a sound in silence. Britain's Got Talent on the television, and I watch this every single night. One man who stands up, he's 23 years of age, and he sings a song, The Sound of Silence. And I would like to encourage every one of us in a moment just to experience the sound of silence. Don't worry about a door closing or the wind blowing or anything. Silence is incredible. And you know, silence is so alive with sounds. So for a minute, let's experience silence. I'm really proud of you. We have so many words going on around, so many different sounds. And I was reading the Bible, and in the Bible it talks about David. David was a man after God's own heart, but today he's looking for a people. He's looking for people like you. In fact, I would like to ask you to stand up. Now, what I love is when I said to stand up, I meant the children. But what I love is that you all stood up. And I don't know if you realize, but what God is looking for today is a family of children who have Almighty God as their Father. And like I say, I'm only 9 on the inside, but you all are children of Almighty God. And I believe he wants to invite you to a way of life such as you never know. Who has heard of David in the Bible? David was a man after God's own heart. But today, what day is it? Very good. But she's right, it's today. Let me teach you something. What day is it? What time is it? Now. It's true. And do we realize that this now is a holy moment? When God was looking for a man after God's own heart, he found David. But today he's looking for a people, not the great man or woman of God, but a people. And I believe, please sit down. And I believe that as he's beginning to look for a people, it's to walk the way of grace. And this is why I'm so amazed that this song that was sung, it means so much to me. So what does the Bible mean when it talks about grace? Because I believe we need to rediscover the world of grace, where God's love and God himself isn't earned, but freely given to every one of us. And the beginning of this way of life is to walk the way of grace. In the book of Philippians 1, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Christ Jesus, where do we live? We think we invite Jesus into our heart, but we actually live in him. In him we live and move and have our being. So when the book to Philippi was written, it says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to this, the book of Romans, to all God's people in Rome, grace and peace to you. 1 Corinthians, grace and peace to you. These are all books in the Bible. Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonica, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon. Every one of these books begins with the words, grace and peace to you. What if everything we did began with the words, grace and peace? I talk about it a lot because I want to live in it. But I believe we need to talk about it more. Do you know the word grace comes from a Greek word meaning charis? This is what it means. Joy, favor, a pleasure to you, a favor done with no expectation of return. There was a Greek scholar, Spyrios Zodiaki, and he says of the word charis, grace is the free expression of the love of God to you. Peace means shalom. It means harmony, every kind of good. Eirene is a Greek word for peace, and it's a feminine word. I like that. Is there anything more beautiful than the free expression of the love of God to you right now? Do you know when Paul wrote the letter to the church in Philippi, do you know where he was? He was in prison. He was chained up. He didn't get much to eat. There was no toilet. He was never alone. He was on his way to his own death. And yet he can write this to the church in Philippi. Joy, favor, every kind of good to you. I don't know about you, but I need grace and peace spoken to me on a regular basis. What about every time we met somebody, we said to them, grace and peace? It changes the whole atmosphere. How would it be when people can keep condemning themselves, when they say they're not worthy? We interrupt them and say, why are you saying this? Grace and peace to you. What about when we make mistakes? Anybody made mistakes? Can we say to ourselves, grace and peace? We don't want to make mistakes. But his grace is so greater. The problem in the Christian church is so many of us have made mistakes. We keep beating ourselves on the back because we've done it wrong. I remember one day confessing before God, wrong thoughts, not being nice to people. And I said, I'm so sorry. And you know what he said to me? Helene, I don't know what you're talking about. Because he keeps no record of wrongs. Why? Because we're covered in Christ's righteousness. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. And I really believe that this generation, which is everybody in this room, will become more and more like the one we focus on. Do you know what the root word for grace is? Every word has a meaning. Do you know what the word grace means? It means a gift. It's offered to me, to you. You don't earn it. It's not because you're good enough. It's a gift offered. The only question is, are we able to receive it, to taste it? My favorite word in the Bible is in the Old Testament, and it says, taste and see that I am good. If I spoke about chocolate and scientific talks on your taste buds, but if you don't taste it, you don't know what it's like. I believe that God is inviting us in this day and hour to taste this love that he's speaking about. Grace frees us to own our own shadow side. We've all got one. But when we own it and admit to it, it loses its power. Grace frees us and liberates us to own our true condition. We all go through traumas and troubles. All of us have made mistakes. But when we face our shadow side, that part of us that we've not shared with anyone, our shame, our guilt, when we can tell our own story, the shadow loses its power and we become aware of the sacred even in the midst. The same force that made the stars, the grace of God to me in loneliness when I was struggling with being so alone, which is different from loneliness. One of the biggest problems in the world today is loneliness, and it's even increasing that I saw in the news very recently. And you know what loneliness is? It's where nobody knows who you are. So find a friend. Talk to your friend, but let your friend talk to you. I believe the more what you look for, you will find. I believe that this generation is going to go so much higher and deeper than I've ever gone. There's a Hasidic tradition that the Bible speaks about, and it says everyone has a divine spark. It's like when we make a mistake, when we sin, he says you're better than that because you're made in my image. In the book of Philippians, it says, you are made to shine like stars. Why do this when you've been made to shine like stars in the universe? Grace is a gift of liberation and of freedom. How many here want to be free? What do you want to be free of? Just think about it. Don't answer me now, but think about it. What do you want to be free of? Because grace wants to bring us into a freedom such as we've never known. God wants to bring us into the glorious freedom of the sons of God. grace speaks of the vastness and greatness of the universe, because it says in the Bible in Colossians, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Grace is where there's long queues at the supermarket, and suddenly you become aware of the sacred in the midst. When you begin to own your own story, you begin to see the world and people very differently. Grace comes when our hostilities overtake us and nothing makes sense, and suddenly a wave of light takes hold of us and says this, which I say to everyone in this room today. You are accepted. You are accepted in the love of the Father. You may not know him, but just take hold of the fact that Almighty God is your Father and he loves you. And I would like to pray a prayer. And I don't know if any of you have seen a movie called The Tree of Life. I'd recommend it. It's Brad Pitt in the movie. And he says this, which I love. There are two ways of life, the way of our fallen nature and the way of grace. You have to choose which one you will follow. Grace doesn't try to please itself. It accepts being slighted, forgotten, or disliked. It accepts when somebody insults us or injures us. Because our fallen nature only wants to please itself. It likes to have its own way. It finds reasons to be unhappy while all the world is shining all around and love is shining through all things. And it finishes with this, no one who loves the way of grace will ever come to a bad end. What is grace? The free bounty and benevolence of God to you. I can't believe how many times in the Bible the word grace is mentioned. And I would just like to say to everyone in this room, you know, there's still a sound in silence. So maybe close your eyes for one moment. Close your eyes. Feel the atmosphere of the presence of God that's in this room right now. But not only is God in the room, he's in you. And not only is he in you, but you're in him. When you begin to know that you live in him, it takes away the loneliness. Father, shine your grace and pour your love into every part of us, every cell of our body, and may we trust it and accept it, and to have the courage to walk the way of grace. We ask in Jesus' name. I would like to finish with this, that we could sing Amazing Grace, because his grace is amazing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. There is a sound being played today and we need to hear it. So would it be okay? I would like you to sing this with every cell in your body, with all of your heart, because his grace and love for you is absolutely amazing. There's still a roof on this building. Maybe our worship can take the roof off.
I receive it. I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was a declaration, right? Isn't that true? Like, as a son, if someone compliments you or gives you something, sons can receive, orphans can't. So a sign you're walking in sonship, when someone blesses you, you receive it. And it's not because you're any better than who you are, you're not any less, but you're just receiving the love. So thank you.
How many of us see? Did you see on the screen the bird flying? Do you know what that bird is? It's an eagle. And do you know the word eagle is mentioned in the Bible over 30 times? And it talks about flying like an eagle. There's the book of John, there's a symbol against the book of John in the Bible, and it's an eagle. Do you know an eagle flies higher than any other bird? And an eagle flies, and when it gets to 40 years, this is a particular type of eagle, when it gets to 40 years, it goes into hibernation, picks all its feathers off, waits 5.5 months, then when the feathers grow back, he starts to fly again for another 30 years. So I don't know about you, but I want to fly like an eagle, and I want my spirit to soar. But it's absolutely amazing that an eagle flies higher than any other bird. And the book of John is symbol is an eagle. So may we fly higher, and may our spirit soar higher than we've ever known. Amen.
Let's, can we give Helene a big hand? Amen. 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 Well, can we honestly, Helene, can you come up here? Can we honor this amazing woman of God, and just, can we stand to our feet and just thank her, just give her a little bit of applause.
You know, it's rare to have a gift that comes all the way from the other side of the world with all the experience and exposure in life. And then when it comes together, we get the privilege of unwrapping a gift that comes from him through her. And hang on to this. This is recorded, just like other things are recorded. But if you need to be reminded, when you face some of those storms, you know, last night as Helene was sharing with us about the two wings, the wing of beauty and the wing of pain. And you can't fly with just one, either one. And there's going to be some challenges. But I love that promise. I'll never allow you to be tempted or tested beyond what you can bear. I'll always give you a way of escape. And the way of escape is coming up, not looking down, not trudging around, looking up and finding out how to fly in this. And then he puts us in the flock, so to speak. And you're never alone with him. And he intersects us into our lives. So we're grateful, Helene, for all that you have woven in. And I know sometimes you're like, oh, I don't even remember when I was here last time. But I'll tell you, there's words that are in people's hearts that will never go away, because he wrote them there. So thank you. Amen. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. If you haven't met someone that's around you or said something to them, but just bless them. Sometimes we come with great needs, but it's great when it comes out of us too. So say hi or bless them or just say, God be with you. Smile at them. Find out their birthday or their middle name or something unique.